Okay, let's restore the original protein rotation. So now we know that if we are going to apply the principles of protamine DNA structure to the histone octamer, we'll have to adjudicate between two competing protein rotational states. But this axial view also reveals that the same question will arise with respect to the DNA. Please note that the DNA can, and does, have two different orientations in its charge-based interaction with the protein. Here's the first, where the DNA phosphate groups are a little farther apart than the basic amino acid residue side chain termini. And here's the second, where the DNA phosphate groups are a little closer together than the basic residue side chain termini. As was the case with the protein, these DNA positions are also related to one another by a 90-degree rotation. If there are two possible protein orientations and two possible DNA orientations, then we are going to have to adjudicate between 2 times 2, or 4 different DNA protein structures, and decide which one, or which ones, are correct for histones. For the model to be presented here, we shall surely choose the rotational options that appear to make the most sense, but there can be no absolute answer to this question without further data. Therefore, from this point forth, nothing shall be carved in stone.